I would like to, for each one of us to read, even though, sorry, the verses is until 80, but...
It's until verse. Do you see what you put?
Luke chapter 1. So how many verses if we are going to, so that we will have these?
If we divide it as we have got, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 there's 8 of us.
Yes.
And 10 verses each.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we can read 10 verses each.
Your head don't worry,
yeah, oh, okay. Say that again.
Well, that's better now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I can't, there's nothing that could hold my phone, and my iPad is the Bible and then the app of Ellen White's app. Hello. Okay, who wants to start? Okay, go on.
Okay. Luke chapter 1. Most excellent Theophilus, there are many who have attempted to put in writing what Christians believe and what has happened among us. Many reports about Jesus were handed down to us by those who served him and from the beginning witnessed what he did. I examined all these reports very carefully for some time, and directed by the Holy Spirit, I have written an orderly account for you. This way you will know that the things you were taught are true, John Baptist announced. In the days of Herod the Great, king of the Judean territory, there was a certain Jewish priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was Elizabeth, a descendant of Aaron, the first Jewish high priest. Both were upright, honest people, keeping God's commandments and carrying out the instructions of the Lord had given priestly families. This couple had no children of their own because Elizabeth was unable to have any. Now both of them were old and she was well beyond childbearing age. It so happened that Zechariah was in Jerusalem in the temple taking his assigned turn as priest. That particular day he went into the holy place to offer incense while a large crowd of people stood outside saying their prayers. 11.
Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, return the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well on in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to speak to you and to tell you the good news, this good news." Verse 21.
And the people waited for Zechariah.
We all didn't read verse 20.
Yes.
Maybe 20?
Okay, I read 20. "And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happened, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the proper time.
Oh dear.
This is a scary part, yeah, because we sometimes have this feeling of not believing and not knowing that there is an angel. Who was that preaching about we pray and then when our prayer is answered, we we're surprised, or we would have been.
Yes, I think I was reading
it. Sorry, Noelle, should we continue?
I think I read it in Ellen G. White book of prayer. You know, that sometimes we ask and we receive, we are surprised we receive. Because we have to ask in expectation or something like that.
Like when the people were praying for Peter, and when he came to the door, they couldn't believe it.
In the Bible, they said, yeah, it's true.
Okay. Did we continue 21 to 30?
And the people waited for Zachariah and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that they had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself for 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me, to take away my reproach among people." Now, in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." 30. That was 31.
Now 31 to 40.
May I?
Yes, please.
"You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 6th month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
41 to 50, please.
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped with joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." 51?
51 to 60, please.
51, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." 61?
61 to 70.
And they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made sign to his father where he could have called him, what he would have called him. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So the old mother, immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwell among them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard kept them in their ears, in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the end of the Lord was with him, and the end of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord of Israel, for he has visited." "For he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began."
Now 71, "that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of our sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and walked strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it's a long verse because of the story, the whole story. It covers all the story. But in the book of Ellen White, it's only a short story. Before we discuss, can I just read a verse before we discuss this first? Yeah. Okay. Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And a whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And the child grew and walked strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. An angel from heaven came to instruct Zacharias and Elizabeth as to how they should train and educate their child, so as to work in harmony with God in preparing a messenger to announce the coming of Christ. As parents, they were to faithfully cooperate with God in forming such a character in John as would fit him to perform the part God had assigned him as a competent worker. John was the son of their old age. He was a child of miracle, and the parents might have reason that he had a special work to do for the Lord, and the Lord would take care of him. But the parents did not thus reason. They moved to a retired place in the country, where their son would not be exposed to the temptation of city life, or induced to depart from the counsel and instruction which they, as parents, would give him. They acted their part in developing a character in the child that would in every way meet the purpose for which God had designed his life. By no careless neglect on their part shall their son fail to become good and wise, to give the light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. They sacredly fulfilled their obligation. You can also find this in the Signs of Times, April 16, 1896. Okay. Any thoughts of your as we for what we have read? I think in this chapter it said that. Luke has written Before that, Luke is the only Gentile, not Jew, on the disciples that have written in the New Testament, and he's a doctor, and I think and Ian also said that Luke has much of the book of the New Testament. He had written much of the book of the New Testament.
Looking at the verse in John 20, verse 31, or verse 4, so that you may know the certainty of this thing in which they were instructed. You know, just to, like, the assurance that all this is true, not as this makeup. So the certainty. 20 verse 31. So he goes to the certainty of this thing they were instructed according to my in John 20 verse 31 says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that you may have life in his name. So there's this question of names, isn't it, about why call him John, you know, instead of one of your fans, somewhere we read, you know. I don't know if you check on that.
The thing is, yes, it probably is according to why they call him John. But the prophecy is, remember when the baby was born, the dad was, could not speak. He was dumb, he was,
he lost his thing from the vision in the temple.
So, when he come to give the name, it's normally the dad would give the name, but he could not speak to say the name. So they said name him, she said name him John. And the whole sort of what you said, disputed, he got back his speech, and then he talked, which the whole was surprised, more than they were surprised by what the name he given. He can speak and say, "Name John."
It was the angel who yeah. said that his name will be called John,
yeah.
As Zechariah is speaking with the angel Gabriel. It's in chapter 13. I mean, in verse 13. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah. For thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear with thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John."
Yes.
And at that moment, Zacharias didn't. He didn't believe. So that's why he hasn't. After the conversation, he hasn't been spoken until Elizabeth gave birth, and then he written because the relatives ask his opinion on what's the name of the child.
But I think the real reason is a different thing altogether. This name changes of name. If you remember, we saw in Genesis 22:16-18, I think, it talks about Okay, 16 verse 10. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and your descendants after you. Every male child you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh for the foreskin, and it shall be a sign between you and me. He who on his 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generation, he who is born in your house or brought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who is born in your house and be bought with your money must be circumcised. And it goes on and on until it comes to Isaac was born. So the name was something we actually surrender to it. Linked with the covenant, you know, it just follows. They have this name in this clan. But John was not a clan of the name, so it was going to portray Christ coming from a different.
You see the message, our message has gone out.
So, you know.
Oh, sorry.
So that, I think that's all the different name, rather than following the name of the family name. It's the covenant Christ came to make, it's a new covenant. Sorry, the other one.
Well, what did I say now?
It's, you know, it is on the name, but it is more on word of God opening their eyes on the prophecy that is coming. The verses 63 down said, John asked for what? A writing tablet. And what he write? He write his name is John. But what happened? They all marveled. They were all shocked. Why did he give his name? And this was discussed. And all those, verse 66, who heard, kept them in their heart saying, what kind of child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And that's the question that was asked. We call the prophecy, forget the time it was. Make them open their eyes, make them open their mind. Yes, this is what God is doing. The name is there, yes, but it's a work of God, bringing the child here to be the future, if I can say.
Can I just come in?
Yes, yes.
Now, if you look at this verse again, and you compare that between the announcement between both Elizabeth and Mary, or Zechariah, sorry, and Mary. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. Now you go into verse 29. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Come back again. Do not be afraid, the angel said to Zechariah. Your prayer has been answered. One, your prayer has been answered. The other one, you have been highly favored. And the choice of both Zechariah and Mary was God's. After the announcement that his wife was going to bear a child, God gave the name there and then. No man. And then God describes the characteristic by which this child will live and the purpose to the people. Exactly the same here when it says to Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Different words, but similar meaning. You will be with child, and there it is repeated again, and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. So that both names had already been laid down in the plan of God. And if you look at the description whereby those two boys were going to live, both of them were going to bring delight to the world, to the people,
and both of them would be great. The difference between John and Jesus, in the greatness, Jesus would be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. So you see the precursor of one to the other. And I think that is the great excitement in that. You said earlier on, Marianne, sometimes we pray and then we get shocked. Similarly, both of them, startled, one disturbed. God said, do not be frightened.
Very good. You got 5 minutes, Marianne.
No, I'm already finished with the book with Ellen White. I'm just taking all your thoughts with what we've read.
Just like to look at the angel's message to Zechariah, and one thing he said was that your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to call him John, and he will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, etc. But when you read some other parts of the New Testament, we read about John baptizing, we read about his untimely death, but there's not an awful lot said about the joy of the people. But I suppose as they are reconciled to God, then that will be more than joy in their lives.
Well, maybe it wasn't just written, but because before Jesus came to John to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, John has already been doing a lot of things that it didn't record all those, the joy and the happiness of those people had been converted during those days.
Because even the soldiers asked him, what should we do? And he had a remark for them. And if they listened to him, then they would have been happy in a changed life, I think.
Okay, if you have no more comments, we go to prayer requests.
Can we just cut one more point before we go? Can we see the end result of it? Zechariah's prophecy. Zechariah was not talking. When he confirmed the name of John, then he's talking. And look at what comes. Now, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and he prophesied.
I was just a little comment, yeah? I think could be or could be not. God is sending a message. I don't know. Because this is like a coincide of the scripture reading for today is also a barren woman who also God has given a miracle with Hannah in 1 Samuel. It's almost not the same story, but in the thought of a barren woman who have given a son.
That's true. A son with a purpose. The same like Samuel we have today, no? With a purpose. Not just for the joy of it.
Yeah.
It is wonderful the way God comes in for certain people according to his will. If you go to Abraham's wife Sarah was an example. And she'd given up hope, but the Lord came in for her.
Mm.